A change in Russian strategy? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. As the first round of talks with Ukraine in 2 weeks wrapped up today in Istanbul with no plans to continue them, a Russian defense official says they will fundamentally cut back operations near Chernihiv and the capital Kyiv, where some Ukrainian forces have taken back cities and towns. But President Volodymyr Zelensky told the Danish parliament,
"The intensity and brutality of hostilities that are being conducted against us have now reached a level that is higher than it was during the Second World War."
Russian troops are clamping down on Mariupol today. Heavy fighting in the last month has decimated this town, and the mayor defeatedly urging all remaining residents there to escape today. That is more than 160,000 people being told to leave their homes behind.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Two ex-White House officials, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, could be the next Trump associates held in contempt of Congress. The committee investigating last year's Capitol riot unanimously recommending the full House take action, rejecting their executive privilege claim for not cooperating.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson said Scavino and Navarro should come clean to Americans
about their roles in the attempt to overturn an election. The American people didn't pay their salaries to do that.
The full House will vote on the recommendation. Approval there will send the matter to the Justice Department.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Will Smith tells Chris Rock he's sorry for slapping him on stage at the Oscars Sunday night, calling that unacceptable behavior.
In the Instagram post, Smith says he reacted emotionally to a joke about his wife Jada's medical condition. In addition to apologizing to Rock, Smith apologized to the Academy, producers of the show, and everyone attending or watching.
Fox's Rich Dennis and the Academy's Board of Governors will be considering the incident tomorrow night after putting out a statement condemning Smith's actions. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
President Biden is not apologizing for his comments Saturday in Poland, saying Russian leader Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power, chalking it up to emotion and moral outrage.
Bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things, but it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
Fox's Peter Ducey challenged him on that and other things the president said while in Poland.
The president says he's not walking anything back.
What can he walk back?
It made it sound like, just in the last couple days, it sounded like he told U.S. troops they were going to Ukraine. It sounded like he said it was possible the U.S. would use a chemical weapon. And it sounded like you were calling for regime change in Russia. And we know
none of the three occurred.
None of the three occurred.
None of the three.
And I also followed up with the president about what exactly he meant when he said the U.S. would respond to a Russian chemical weapons attack in kind. And he told me that to ask that, I've got to be silly.
In Chicago, a police officer was shot and wounded. Another cop was injured during a traffic stop last night. The suspect was also injured and shot and being treated in a hospital. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a new law critics deride as a Don't Say Gay bill, restricting sex and gender teaching for young children.
This is inappropriate for kindergartners and first graders and second graders. Parents do not want this going on in their schools.
Disney is one Florida company outspoken against the law.
In a statement, Disney doubled down on its opposition with its most extreme rhetoric yet, professing its goal is, quote, for this law to be repealed by the legislature. Critics are quick to point out the company's defense of human rights is curious, given the blind eye turned against China's abuses of Uyghur Muslims. But like many other companies, Disney often prioritizes its access to the Chinese consumer.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady on Wall Street. Stock futures are surging as oil falls again today, $6 now to around $100 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.